your teeth. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams. The way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
You're listening to Rockin' Randy on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Last but a All right, you're listening to WOOD Radio and the 15th show in our series, Pandemic Music to Live By. It's August 4, 2020, and I'm your host, Rockin' Randy, back at you with another show. And it's going to be a special show because I have a very special guest with me on the line. Co-hosting the show today with me is my good buddy, T. James, otherwise known as Tim Goodwin. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, I'm doing great today, Randy. Living up here in the woods of Michigan, not quite the woods of Maine, but...
Yeah, Tim and I... Go ahead.
You know, in the middle of a pandemic, it's the best place to be, I'm convinced.
I am too. We're both self-isolated by, selection, by choice. Tim lives in a beautiful setting on the Jordan River. If you want to check that out in your... And your maps, it's a gorgeous scene up in East Jordan, Michigan. He's got a beautiful place on the river up there. I've visited many times. He calls it Riparia, and it certainly is. So great to have you checking in today and co-hosting the show with me. Tim has been a great influence in my life. I refer to you, Tim, as my older brother from another mother, because I feel like we've known each other so long and spent so many good times together. And been through a lot, and it all started back in the late 70s near Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the Grand Valley State University. If you recall,
back when we called it colleges.
Yeah, it was a college back then. But I was working at the PBS affiliate located on the campus, and you were part of the staff there. And we first met and started hanging out together and found some common interests and philosophies. And like all really good friendships, in my opinion, they start slow and they slowly just build naturally. I think that's how I would describe our friendship.
I think it was kind of built on beer and music.
Well, that's natural, right?
Well, you know, I always loved you and the guys because I had so many of my friends making beer back then.
Yeah, we were.
I didn't have to. Uh-huh. I didn't have to.
That's right.
Now I don't have to anyway because there's so much good beer out there.
There sure is. Michigan's got so many good breweries. But this is, you know, this is a radio show, and you're somebody who influenced me quite a lot. Although I studied communications, did some radio back in college. You were somebody who was really involved in the community radio scene in Grand Rapids. We're going to talk a little more about that further on in the show, but I have a whole collection of shows that you did back in the 90s, I believe it was, WYCE, the FM radio station in Grand Rapids. So.
Yes, indeed. Those were formative years for all of us.
Yes, they were. And you, I know you were the station manager there for a while. Filling in while they were doing a search for a new manager. And you know, your shows were great. I love to listen to your radio shows. So it was really part of the influence for me to do this pandemic music series. So it's great to have you on the show. We started out with that great Sarah Vaughan tune, Can't Take That Away From Me, right? 1955. Beautiful tune.
Yeah, she's got a divine voice, which is why they call her the Divine One.
Yeah.
Just a remarkable voice.
Yeah. I love her style and phrasing. Billie Holiday, of course, had a little different style. You had Ella Fitzgerald, but Sarah Vaughan really did a lot with big band, and then she did so many collaborations with different people. As we were talking earlier, I actually got a chance to see her at Grant Park in Chicago for the Blues and Jazz Festival there back in the day. To see her live was just brilliant outside under the stars. Man,
I'm jealous just thinking about it.
Yeah, I think Oscar Peterson was playing the piano with her. It was like, wow. So great way to start today's show out. You're going to hear some great jazz today, folks. But we did also turn the corner a little bit and segued into Tom Waits and that cool tune off his Heart of Saturday Night album from 1974. New Coat of Paint. on this lonesome old town. And at one point, he sings one of those phrases that has become, I don't know, it's the favorite phrase of mine because I like to fish. But he sings, "Fishing for a good time starts with throwing in the line." I just always have loved that phrase. It's like, yep, that's exactly the way I feel about life. You know, if you really want to have a good time, you got to throw the line in there and engage, you know.
Of course, Tom was a visitor to Grand Valley State back then.
Yeah, that's right. Got a chance to see him in that little theater on campus, the Louis Armstrong Theater. I don't even remember. I think it might have been 1978 that he was there.
Yeah, I think it was sometime around there.
In that time frame.
79.
Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and he was great. He came out on the stage. I remember distinctly there was a light post, and he was leaning up against it, smoking, and just kind of growling, you know, like he would do. And it was the audience was raptured by it. It was a small venue. It was so cool. What a great show. Well, this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to the show. We got some cool stuff to play for our listeners this week. We're going to segue into something that is a recording that I did when I was a student at Grand Valley. And I, you know, had been assigned to do a documentary, I think it was. And I was just exploring, getting my feet wet in storytelling with video. We were given an old black and white Sony reel-to-reel, I want to say, real early on video. And a new friend of mine at the time, Patrick McLaughlin, who you know as well, good friend of ours, he and I and Molly, another friend, we went and recorded this gentleman known as Popeye, who lived in Grand Rapids. He was a jazz pianist, kind of a character who you would find in these venues. We ended up recording him at this place called the Beer Meister on Wealthy Avenue, it was getting to be a little sketchy area at the time. And you could, you know, if you went in there during happy hour, he would often be in there. Patrick sort of brought me in and introduced me to him. He would tell you a story. If you bought him a beer, he would start talking about his past. He played apparently in the Negro baseball leagues, and claimed to have known Satchel Paige, who also played in those leagues and ended up being a bass player with Duke Ellington, I'm thinking, or Count Basie. But Popeye, the clip we're about to listen to, you're going to hear him play the piano, and then he's going to tell us a story. And this would be a classic kind of story you would hear from Popeye. This particular one is set in, he claims, 1945. He was playing in Kansas City. They were playing a baseball game there. And he fell and broke his shoulder, collarbone or something, and he was hurting and he was feeling bad. He said, "We got back on the train." This was in the days when the trains were still segregated to some degree. And he talks about this young black kid coming onto the train for the first time, seeing white porcelain in a bathroom. And you'll hear the story, but it's a classic, and I think it'll be fun to listen to. And I know that you had listened to Popeye in some of the venues in Grand Rapids, so I thought it'd be fun to just play this clip.
Yeah, Popeye would jazz at that time in Grand Rapids was really about the underground music at the time, because you just didn't hear it.
You didn't, right.
Grand Rapids,
you had to seek it out.
The place it is today.
Yeah.
And so Popeye was one of the early pioneers of the jazz movement, which really blossomed after that in Grand Rapids,
yeah,
along with every other form of music that we have come to love by and who your listeners have listened to week after week on this pandemic music to live by.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you along for the ride, and we're going to talk more about all of this as the show goes on. Let's listen to this clip, and then I'll follow it with another original clip. You've heard this other artist before, and then Tim's going to set this up when we come back for this next segment. Check it out. This is Popeye, recorded, I believe, sometime in 1978 in the Beer Meister in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're listening to Pandemic Music to Live By.
Go up, man. I'll never get that. There's no one hand water, but that thing was rocked, man.
Jim Crow in the industry of 29 and 30. Down, we were in Arkansas too. So they didn't put our coats back on. We had to ride with the passengers. Boy, they put all us blacks down in front of the train, next to the mail coach where our coach. Well, we were all crowded up there with the regular passengers. It's just the only thing that kept me feeling bad. This some guy. He heard so much about Kansas City and he saved up all his money to go to Kansas City. Boy, and he got on this train. Never been on a train in life. I found all this out from the porter. Anyway, he's sitting right across the aisle from me. I'm trying to read a magazine and we got about 30 miles out of Little Rock, boy, and this guy started going into contortion. Yeah, I said, what's the matter with this man? I kept looking at him. He's squirming up, and I said, oh, boy. Finally, the porter came along. He said, what's the matter, man? And he told him. The porter said, man, see that little door down there? He said, go in there. So I knew what it was then after I heard him. And he got unwound. He made it to that door. And he opened that door, as I told you, it all prejudice the other day. He opened that door and it wasn't up the white seats, white bowls, and this. And he, actually, he's scared to sit on that white seat. But he got to go so bad. And he got that little window, there's always a little window in the men's room on the train. How he got it up, I don't know, but he got it up, and that's where he did his job, boy. He stuck himself out that window. And all the people on this side, they never was able to see nothing no more. That wind caught it and plastered all the windows. I had quite surrounding the vestibule on that sea box out there. I couldn't see nowhere near that guy. Boy, I think that put some joy back into me, boy. That I had to ride all the way to Kansas City and look at that fool.
Been there bringing sunshine all around. Please handle with care, and I'll not go fooling around.
Heard him here before, our good friend Walter the Cougar Simmons, Handle with Care. Tim, that's the coolest piano piece. I've played some of Walter Simmons in some of my shows in the past, and this is in great part because you gave me the CD. I'd never heard of this guy. I mean, nobody has that I can tell. What happened here? Where did this come from?
Well, I think some people have heard of him in Grand Rapids, of course. Walter Simmons, it was 2005, right around your birthday, as I recall.
Yeah, the date on it is 6605. That's my birthday.
There you go. You were much younger then.
Yeah.
So was I.
Yeah.
But Walter came in. I was interim station manager at WYCE Radio, a community FM station in Grand Rapids. which was owned by the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. So he insisted on seeing me. I came out of my office and walked out front, and there was this short little guy, Walter Simmons. He knew all the jazz players in Grand Rapids. Of course, this is 2005, and he wanted me to have this CD and hopefully play it. It was all original tunes by him.
Yeah.
And it was handwritten. Everything, you know, was handwritten on the CD and on the paper included in it with the titles and things. And he was just a warm and genial man.
Like his music. It's just so inviting and, you know, fun.
Yeah, it's unpretentious. That's
yes,
what I like
thank
about
you. Perfect.
That's a good word to describe
Absolutely.
His music. But it's true to the heart.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. He loved the music. And of course, it was 15 years ago. I'm not sure what's happened to Walter. He was aging then, older than I was.
Yeah, if there's any listeners in the Grand Rapids area that may have heard of him, let us know. My daughter did a little search, and we couldn't find a lot on him. But,
I think he played. I think he played with some of the other groups at the time.
Sure. I mean, he's definitely got the chops, and it's cute to hear him, like you say, unpretentious and just real. This is part of the community media experience that you and I have really invested our lives in, and it's a passion of both of ours. And again, I feel like you influenced me greatly in that respect when we first started on that journey back in the day, late 70s.
Well, we graduated from public media and went to community media.
That's right. We started in the public television station, and then the cable was just starting to come on into our communities in the late 70s, and there was an idea that maybe we could set aside a couple of these channels for people to use freely, almost open channel-like. Public access is what we're talking about. And
as they were doing all over the country at the time.
Right, but Grand Rapids was really in the forefront of a lot of this, thanks to, large part to your efforts.
Thank you.
Yeah, you started it. You were the guy with the vision, and you set up the board and got things rolling with GRTV, hired our good friend Dirk Koning, John Cousy, who was on one of the shows, a friend of mine, worked there. I mean, this is history for us, but it's still there today, and I think it's very much strong roots in the community. YCE, WYCE is a great radio station. Every time I'm in West Michigan, I'm always checking it out. It's cool. Commercial free.
It's definitely commercial free. That's the whole object of community radio. It's a little different than a lot of community radio stations, so in that it's it plays a mix of music. When I was there, we used to call it folk, blues, jazz, rock, and world beat. But now it's all those have been blended, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so now it's just a world of music.
Yeah.
There's so much out there.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. And it's fun that these are people who are not professional musicians or DJs. There's people who just love music as we do, and they're sharing it just in many ways, like I am on this podcast. It's really a way to express ideas. There's so much music out there that never really gets heard over the airwaves. When you start listening to the left end of the dial and you pick up these local community radio stations, we've got a great one in Portland, Maine, WMPG, same story.
You've shared some things from that with me.
Yeah.
From WMPG, like the Russian show.
Oh, yeah. Great Russian show on Friday afternoons. So it's all part of the journey for you and I, and hopefully our listeners are hearing a little bit about this. And these two pieces we just played were, pieces you wouldn't hear anywhere else, obviously. But what do you think of that Popeye piece and his story? Man, wasn't that incredible? Love it, the way he describes it.
That's the unvarnished truth.
It's unvarnished truth, and it wasn't always pretty. I mean, he talks about some of the real discrimination that happened back in those days, very real, as it is today.
Oh, it is today. It still is. But let's hope we're making some progress.
I hope
so. I mean,
so.
I'd like to, you know, that's music. Music can help us make progress.
Yeah, it's a bridge. It really is. It's universal. It's a universal thing that we all experience, no matter what color of our skin or where we come from. It's part of our lives. So let's celebrate it. That speaking of which, I mean, we're going to go into another segment now with some unique jazz. You know, you've been somebody who's turned me on to some great jazz over the years. And I was in Grand Rapids last year for one of these community media gatherings, as you were, and had a couple days in town. And I asked you to see what was going on musically in Grand Rapids. Generally, a lot of good stuff happening, live music. And you came back and said, hey, man, there's this real good jazz pianist, Fred Hirsch. Do you know who he is? Yeah, I kind of know a little bit about Fred Hirsch. He's a talented pianist. Hey, he's going to be playing down at the St. Cecilia's Music Society. Very awesome venue, downtown Grand Rapids. Just amazing acoustics, right?
And well, it is. That's why a lot of people, you know, call that their favorite place.
Oh.
And we were very fortunate.
I think we were too. This was he was doing that night a duet with Julian Lange. Lange, I think you pronounce his name.
I think it's Lange.
Lange.
Plays guitar.
Yes.
Jazz guitar.
Yes. I think he's French or jazz guitarist. And just
yeah, I think so.
These two together. So you've got a guitar, electric guitar, like a Gibson hollow body, playing with a, you know, a classical piano, and
yeah, piano.
What an amazing duet that these two. What a show they put on. They had released this performance in an album in 2015. So it would have been, you know, a number of years prior to when we saw him last year. It's called Free Flying. If you want to check out the album, check out Free Flying, Fred Hirsch, Julian Lange. But again, we were able to hear him live in this amazing setting. Wow.
I think what amazed me about that show, because you couldn't have, we were the last people to buy tickets, and it happened to be the two best seats in the house.
I thought so.
We had a third seat there. We didn't have anybody with us.
Right. What a waste.
But it was like I sat there just mesmerized for the entire performance.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd, because we were on the left side of the stage, so we had a perfect eye shot of his keyboard, and I have never seen a live performance in that quite that proximity where you could see he played every one of those 88 keys.
Oh yeah,
just from his little finger from his little finger on his left hand to his little finger on his right hand.
Yeah, I
every
know.
Key on that board was
just
played.
Amazing performance. Yeah. So we'll play Free Flying. That's the title tune off that album. And then I'm going to follow it up with another recording by a duet with a piano, and this time it's the banjo. So this is Bella Fleck and Chick Corea did an album together in 2007 called Enchanted. And I was just lucky enough to be invited to see that performance at the Jazz Fest in Burlington back, might have been 2008, a year later, and saw them at the Flynn Center there in Burlington. What a cool performance that was. Very similar in many respects. Chick Corea is a very physical keyboardist, and he was jumping up and, you know, it was Bella Fleck, of course, on the banjo. It was a little more high energy than the Hirsch Lange show, which was very precise, I think, you know, real focused. Both performances were. So we're going to play these back-to-back. Very interesting sort of comparison to hear acoustic piano, again, a piano and a guitar and a Gibson guitar in the first clip and in the second the banjo with the great Bella Fleck and Chick Corea. Check it out. We'll come back again and hear some more music. It's great to have you along, Tim, my brother. You used to say on your radio show, you crawled in your ear. How did you say that?
I'm sorry. In your ear? What?
In your ear, you say, this is T. James, in your ear, I think.
That's right.
I like that. That's a fun idea. So here he is. He's back. He's crawling in your ear. I'm in one ear. He's in the other. We got you stereo DJs having some fun with some good jazz. Check it out. Here we go. This, again, is Fred Hirsch, Julian Lange, Free Flying, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By. Thank you. Tune Chicory and Bella Fleck. That's off their album Enchanted, a tune called Spectacle from 2007. What'd you think, T. James?
Hey, it was great.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good
always
jazz.
Great. I always love, you know, you don't necessarily think of Bella Fleck as jazz all the time, but
he's so versatile. He is a master. So just a master. Yeah. Cool to hear the banjo played like that with the piano. They're very similar sounding when you listen to it. It's amazing. Pretty cool.
Chick Corea, of course. You know, he kind of set the pace for a lot of 70s and 80s kind of jazz.
Yes, indeed. Well, this has been a fun show, and we're heading into the last quarter of the show, and we got a couple more great jazz pieces to play, so we're going to get right into it. We're going to start, we chose a tune by Dizzy Gillespie from this is actually off the Ken Burns Jazz definitive Dizzy Gillespie film documentary that was done on Dizzy. Check it out if you haven't seen it. But it's a tune that was recorded back in the 50s called I Can't Get Started. And again, this was something that was part of the Ken Burns documentary. But it's a great recording, and I thought we would play it somewhat in honor of the time that you and I and the big guy, Dirk, we were able to see Dizzy live. Do you remember that, Tim? In Washington at
Washington. Blues Alley?
Blues Alley.
It was Blues Alley. In fact, of course, I can't forget it because Dirk went upstairs during the break, and the green room was right next to the restrooms up there. Yeah. And there was Dizzy sitting in there taking a break. So he wanted to get Dizzy's autograph for me. And he didn't have anything to write on, so he pulled out a dollar bill in his pocket, gave it to Dizzy, and Dizzy wrote his name on it. And you know what? You can hardly read it today.
Yeah.
So the passage of time is done. But, yeah.
Well, I was witness.
That was a magic place.
It was a magic night that whole evening. Yeah. I recall we ended up at a table right next to the stage. We couldn't get in front, and so we were kitty corner. But what was fun about it was we were so close that Dizzy saw the three of us with our grins and our smiles, and we were all beating on the table. He had a trio that night. right? Bass, drummer, and I think it's just the three of them.
Right.
And I still remember watching the spit just flying out of his trumpet because of the backlight, you know. It was amazing. And his cheeks, how they would puff up, you know, when he played. Yeah. But to hear him live in a small venue like that. And do you remember that at one point when the drum solo was taking place, he got off the stage and came and sat at our table with us? Do you remember that? It was fun. He kind of just like was there. He saw we were grooving and he came down and hung with us for a couple of beats while this drummer was playing his thing. And we got to all say hi to him. And man, what a memorable night. So we'll play this great Dizzy Gillespie tune in honor of that night. And then we'll follow it up with a great classic by Gil Scott-Heron. From his album Pieces of a Man that was released in 1971. We're going to listen to the memorable tune, the great tune, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. That was because last week on your show, you had played a piece by a woman named... Her. Well, that's what she uses as her stage
right.
name. H period, E period, R period. But her real name is Gabriella Wilson.
Right.
And she's a young black singer.
Yeah.
Songwriter. And she used Gil's line. And, of course, anybody who hears that line remembers when it first came out. And it was all on the media and music, like it's... was saying earlier, we have grown together as friends through media and music, and Gil Scott kind of ties it all together.
I remember when this came out in 71, it hit the airwaves. Now, it was an anthem because, again, we were in a very, you know, difficult time in our country. There was a lot of strife. There was a lot of civil unrest. There was a lot of racial unrest, just very much like what's happening today. And Gabriella, when they sang this tune for last week, the tune was called I Can't Breathe. It's a stunning piece. Go back and listen to it if you haven't. And this was part of her monologue, or she says this at one point in the dialogue.
Speaking, speaking voice.
Yeah. But it was Gil Scott-Heron who really... gave voice to this idea that, you know, the media is controlled, and he talks about all these. You're not going to see Coca-Cola. You're not going to see, you know, these commercial products at the revolution. The revolution's in the streets. It's going to be real people taking to the streets and doing what has to be done, just like we're seeing today. Now, obviously, the media has changed a lot since 71, when it was really just three commercial stations, four if you count PBS, and you could watch that. But look at all the venues and different ways people can communicate their ideas politically now. You know,
I don't think they're owned by any more owners.
You got to wonder. It's a consolidation of the media's continued media from that day on, right?
Yeah, concentration is still a big issue.
Absolutely. That's a whole show in itself, but let's listen to the piece. It's a beautiful piece. It's a very striking and just a solid piece of jazz. Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. So we'll start out again with the Ken Burns, Dizzy Gillespie piece, and then we'll go to the Gil Scott-Heron piece, and we'll come back for one last little check-in before we finish the show out. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. Here is Dizzy Gillespie with his tune, I Can't Get Started, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Thank you. will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yeah, man, the revolution will be live, Tim. That's what Gil Scott-Heron was saying back in the early 70s. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to have to be if we're going to make progress.
I do, too. Get out there. Onward. Do what you can, people. It's important.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Well said. T. James, my good friend, my dear friend and DJ from my past, thanks for doing the show with me today, buddy, all the way from Riparia, East Jordan, Michigan.
Well, I love you, brother.
I love you too, man.
Love your program.
Yeah, let's keep going. I mean, this pandemic isn't going anywhere fast, so I think I'm going to have a few more shows to do. And I'm enjoying it. I hope you are too out there, listeners. We're running out of time. It's the show's done, and we're going to finish out with one last piece that Tim picked out. It's a Miles Davis piece, a great artist, somebody who both Tim and I have loved listening to over the years. This is off his Porgy and Bess album, the great George Gershwin tune, Summertime. Seemed appropriate to end the show with this one, right? Great version of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please stay safe. Keep those masks handy. And we'll see you next week on another version of Pandemic Music to Live By.